Well, we're not told much about this assembly debate. Ephialtes, who appears in it, spoke against giving Sparta any help whatsoever. But then Cimon stood up, and he spoke against Ephialtes' line. And Cimon, who was in favour of sending a force to Sparta to assist the Spartans, was able to persuade the people to endorse his view. And that's why he led a force of 4,000 hoplite soldiers to Sparta. Now, this action would not only prove to be his political undoing in Athens, but it also allowed the democracy to go in a radically new direction that probably had Solon turning in his grave. When Cimon and his contingent of troops, the 4,000 hoplites, arrived at Sparta to help the city in its fight against the Helots, the Spartans surprisingly sent them packing. We don't know why they did this. The Spartans don't seem to have dismissed any of the other Greeks who also sent help. They only focused on the Athenians. Well, perhaps the enmity between Athens and Sparta proved too much. And that played into Sparta's anxiety over Athens' growth as an imperial power. And so the Spartans decided that having this large Athenian hoplite force on Peloponnesian soil and so close to Sparta itself was just too much to bear. Perhaps the Athenians taunted the Spartans that no matter how great they were as soldiers, they still needed Athenian help. Perhaps they also taunted the Spartans about how powerful the Delian League had now become, and that it was larger, wealthier, and more powerful than the Peloponnesian League. Whatever the reason or reasons, Cimon and his force were sent home. Now, this would be seen as an insult to Athens, and that's how the city took it. It also reflected very badly on Cimon, because Cimon was the one who had persuaded the assembly in the first place to send help to Sparta. And as we know, the Athenians were not enamored of the Spartans. And that's probably why, when Cimon arrived back in Athens, that the assembly took out its anger on him, and he was ostracized. He was ostracized then in 462. Maybe we can see Ephialtes' hand at work here. After all, there was this assembly clash between the two men, and Ephialtes did lose out. With Cimon out of the way, and the hoplites in effect lacking a leader, the mass of the people now became far more dominant in the assembly, and Ephialtes was able to introduce a further round of democratic legislation. Now, Ephialtes is another unhousehold name, despite what he did. By unhousehold name, I mean he contributed enormously to the development of democracy, and yet, like Solon, we hardly ever hear of him. We also know very little about him. He's called a champion of the people in the Athenian constitution, and for some years before 462, before his democratic legislation, Ephialtes seems to have been criticizing members of the Areopagus. Now, this was probably to do with how corrupt they were, given Ephialtes' later legislation, which was a massive attack on the Areopagus, including a purging of many of its members. Well, in these early days, in other words, when Ephialtes apparently first started denigrating the members of the Areopagus, he got nowhere. But Cimon's departure to Sparta, and then his ostracism, gave Ephialtes a unique opportunity, one that he grabbed.